And Elliot Friedman joins us now. Elliot, if I am seeing this right, you are multitasking on with us, which we appreciate very, very much, especially on a day as busy as today. You tweeted out that Nashville claims Jarrett Anderson Dolan. What's the latest on that?
Well, you guys claimed him. He's a, you know, he's a forward from the Kings. You know, he was a second-round draft pick. He has not been the hugest scorer in the NHL. But I could see, okay, I'm just looking at today's waivers list. I could see why Nashville would like a player like that. Mm-hmm. He's the kind of guy who plays pretty hard. He can check a little bit. He's a talented guy he's a talented guy. But he hasn't scored at the NHL level yet. He plays a hard game, and I could see why the Predators would be interested in a player like him. You have done that a lot this year, looked at players who maybe were higher picks or had higher pedigrees and hadn't worked out in other situations, and you guys are giving them a chance to see if they can find a home at a new situation. So, you know, that's kind of the way I think it looks for you guys.
So just to clarify, that's a claim. That is not a trade.
That is a claim.
Okay.
Yes.
And speaking of trades, the Predators made a trade just about an hour or so ago, sent a fifth-round pick to Chicago in exchange for Anthony Beauvillier. What are the Predators getting? What do you make of that move? And, of course, we now see this waiver claim of Jarrett Anderson Dolan. But do you expect any more trades to come down the pipe from the Nashville Predators?
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at all. I think that I've wondered about a guy like Trenin if you don't get him signed before the deadline. I think that he is a possibility. I've wondered about Carrier if you don't get him signed by the deadline tomorrow. Sorry, guys, I'm doing like nine things at once. So those are a couple of the guys. Like, I've wondered about Tyson Barry. I saw Barry's quotes today. Obviously, you guys have been trying to find a new home for him for quite some time. But those are the kinds of players I've wondered about. Like, if I look at you guys right now, I mean, you traded for Beauvillier, who Barry Trotz knows really well. I'll tell you a funny story about Beauvillier, is that there was a few years ago when he was a member of the Islanders, and he did like a pretty famous shout out on Twitter to Anna Kendrick. And so it was over the short Christmas break, I think. And they were playing in Toronto right after the break. And everybody was talking to him about it, and he was kind of laughing. And I said, just out of curiosity, what did Barry Trotz say to you about your shout-out? And he said, he looked at me, and he said one thing. Well, did you get an answer? And he said he really liked Barry a lot. Beauvillier would talk a lot about how Trotz had really helped him out. And I'm not surprised that Trotz would take a shot at him. He's had a tough year, but he's talented. Like, there's no question the guy has talent. I'm not surprised they would go there. Anderson Dolan, like I said, second-round pick. Hasn't scored the way I think everybody kind of hoped, but again, another talented guy. So when a team acquires these kinds of people around the deadline, I always think there's something else coming. Now, the one thing to recognize here about Nashville is after the trade deadline on Friday, your roster can be as large as you want. It has to be under the salary cap, but you can go above 23 players. So Nashville doesn't necessarily have to do anything. But I look at this and think, okay, if they don't get something done with a guy like Trenin, it's very possible something's going to happen here.
Now, Elliot, with that being said, you did bring up Tyson Barry, and I asked Willie this question, I think, yesterday, because it seems like they've given him every opportunity to seek a potential trade, and it seems like there's nothing out there. with the addition of the players that they added today. Where does that leave Tyson Barry?
Well, look, I think that it's the same thing. I think they would really like to find a home for him. I think one of the challenges is that a lot of teams were very close to the cap, and I think with his cap hit and Nashville really being careful about using any more retaining slots, Derek, that has been a problem. And so that's one of the issues there. You know, one of the teams I really wondered about was Calgary. His junior coach, Ryan Huska, coaches that team. But I look at the Flames, and they keep adding they keep adding defensemen. So it just seems it's going to be – like the way they're adding D, I don't know if that's still a fit, although it's never bad to have veterans. They've added a lot of younger D or D with not a lot of experience, like the player they traded for yesterday from Vegas. He's 26, but he hasn't played very many NHL games. I just look at the number of spots, and I think it's going to be, unless they really want to add someone with experience, I see less spots there. But I just think, Derek, the biggest challenge for Barry is, you know, Nashville's being careful about retention, and Barry is in a place where he has a big salary at a time where everyone's really tight.
We're talking with Elliot Friedman, 32 Thoughts Podcast. Now, Elliot, what is it like for teams like the Nashville Predators during this period of the season? A team that is fighting for a wild card berth, that is doing really well, but also there is, you know, they could use some help at certain spots on their roster. What is it like for teams like that?
Well, I think the one thing is, like, I think what has definitely happened is that the Predators players are seeing that Barry Trotz is keeping true to his word. Mm-hmm. He hasn't torn down the team. He has not done that. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen in the last 25 hours between today and tomorrow. But what I look at right now is that he hasn't rushed to dismantle anything. You know, they got Tommy Novak signed. Like, you'll remember a week ago, that's what the one thing we were really talking about, Derek. They got it done. I think when you know, they probably could have traded and got some nice things for him, but they got it done. And the players respect that. Look, Saros, they, you know, there was this whole question about what they were going to do with him. It certainly doesn't look like he's going anywhere, and the players notice that. I think they just added Beauvillier, a scorer, and – you know, the players notice that. You know, for everything that might potentially go out, there's something coming in. And I think, you know, we'll see what happens with Carrier over the next 24 hours. We'll see what happens with Trenton over the next 24 hours. And Carrier would be a big loss if he goes. He's a really talented kid. But I think in general right now, what Barry Trotz is showing his players is that he's trying to make this a net even or a net positive. That if we subtract, we're going to add because you guys have earned the right for that. And that's what I see going on. It would be very easy for him not to add Beauvillier's salary or not to claim Anderson Dolan. He is trying to do something so that his lineup stays solid.
Elliot Friedman is with us. So, Elliot, we just saw right as you were coming on that Troy Stetcher is another right shot defenseman that goes to the Oilers who have been looking for a little help there. So what would you now assess the market for Carrier, because that's what Barry Trotz has to be weighing, is because I know he's said publicly, he said Tuesday, I'm trying to work out an extension with him. But at the same time, if he's getting phone calls and the price that people are willing to pay keeps going up for Carrier, that could be a very difficult position to be in.
Yeah, it is. But, I mean, ultimately you have to do what you think is best for your organization, right? And I think that's what Barry Trotz has shown. That is that he, like, it's the same thing that Philadelphia is doing on the other side. They're in the playoffs too. They signed who they signed at a comfortable number, like a guy like Nick Seeler, but they traded Sean Walker because they got a first rounder for him. And, you know, I think you could argue that they're a better team with both of those guys in the roster, but you set a price and you say, if we get that price, we have no choice but to do it. And I think that's kind of the way that Barry Trotz is governing things right now. They've had a really good year. They've had a surprising year. They're in the playoffs. The players deserve kudos for that. He's trying to reward them, but he also has to look at the big picture and see where they are. And, you know, I think that what that means is that he's got his eyes. The biggest picture is the key thing, Willie. As much as he wants to do right by the players, and he sees the big picture as the most important thing. And the big picture is your team that is still growing, and you need to do the right things, not only for now, but maybe a year or two for now. And to me, that's the picture that Barry Trotz is drawing. Yes, great year. Our players have done great, but I have to also be realistic about where we are.
Ryan Johansson and the trade last summer was obviously big news for the Predators. As flawed as he has been at times in the last couple of years in a Predators jersey, he's still beloved by the fan base. His personality, you know, is very engaging. I think there is, you see the trade yesterday, and then you see the immediate move by Philadelphia to waive him. It looks like he's not in their plans. I'm concerned about what his future is going to be, even though he's under contract next year. So what happens there?
Well, I think that what's going to happen, well, I don't think he'll play in Philadelphia. You know, for one thing, him and John Tortorella, they have a long history, and it's not
yes.
great.
We were told a lot about that on the day of the trade for Seth Jones. Yeah. That was one of the first things.
Yeah. So I don't think he's going to play there. Look, what's clear to me is that if Colorado wanted, or Philadelphia wanted the number one pick, which they did, they had to take Johansson's salary. And Philly, you know, was willing to do it. And I just wonder if in the off season there's the possibility of a buyout there or something like that. So that's what I wonder, if we get to the off season and then Philly just buys him out. But the fit with Colorado and Johansson wasn't good. I know there's been some reports of friction. The fit just wasn't good, and Colorado also needed to move out money to take a run at a couple of things. And, you know, sometimes, you know, that's the kind of thing Nashville can do too. If it gets you a better price, you can eat a contract.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, because we've seen some teams do that. Grab a draft pick as that third-party parking spot, right, where you retain 25% or 50%. Do you think that's still a strong possibility for Barry Trotz to be able to use that slot?
I know they are really careful about it. I know they're very, very careful about it. They might end up doing it, but I think it's got to be something that they consider really worth it to them. You know, they could have done it for Barry, I think, a couple of times this year, or I shouldn't say necessarily a couple of times there. They could have done it for Barry, but they made it known that that was not their preference. So what it says to me is that they want the option there to do it. Now, maybe tomorrow, if they don't see anything, they just say, okay, we'll do it now as long as it's a contract just for this year. We'll see where that plays out. But to this point, they've been very careful and judicious about how they do it.
We've seen some teams in the pack, and Nashville has gotten a little lead on the pack for that playoff spot in the wild card. But Calgary has made some big moves to trade out some very important players for future assets. We saw Seattle trade Alexander Wennberg to the Rangers. What about St. Louis, Elliot? I'm hearing some rumblings about Pavel Buchnevich, who is a very attractive piece, but he would be a high price. What's St. Louis is thinking right now? Because as a Predator fan, you're sitting there going, hey, they haven't gotten there yet. There's still 20 games. Those teams could catch them. They're not that far behind, but you're seeing them kind of looking towards the future.
Well, I think that the one thing that's going on there is that they have set high prices on their guys that people really want. Like, they've had a lot of players available this year, but those are not the guys they've been able to move. Like, they tried to move Torrey Krug last summer, and he has used his no trade, which is his right, and he blocked the trade. And so they've had a bunch of guys available. The guys who other teams really want, the Blues have been very careful with, and I've used this line a lot in the last couple of days, Doug Armstrong apparently has a line where he says, you can always ask, but you may not like the price. And so I think the price on Buchnevich is high. I'm not saying it's impossible, but and things can always change in the last 24 hours. This is poker, as you guys know. Everybody's at the table with their chip cachet and their cards, and they're playing poker. And to this point, he's asked a very high price for Buchnevich.
Elliot Friedman, 32 Thoughts Podcast and Sportsnet. Elliot, I see you throwing things out there into the Twitter sphere as you talk to us. We appreciate you for taking the time on such a busy day, as always, and for bearing with us a little bit today. Please, Elliot, water, caffeine, sleep.
Balance of all.
Balance of everything. I know that's a tall task today, but we really appreciate you for joining us.
All right, just wanted to tell you, Carolyn, I sent a note just before this because I knew I was coming on with you guys. Like, just give me a couple things on Anderson Dolan to someone who knows him. So I've got a bit more right now. Basically, roster squeeze in L.A. You know, he's 24 years old. Like, he's got, I think, 15 career goals, so he can score. The hope was he'd be able to score a little bit more. As the Kings brought veterans into the lineup, he lost his roster. Got squeezed out a little bit, but you know, there's a talent there. That's what this person told me. Unfortunately, the Kings couldn't unlock it, and that's what the hope is, that with a new chance in Nashville, that maybe they'll be able to do it.
Appreciate you for getting that information.
Yes.
Elliot, it sounds like a lot of the moves so far for that Barry Trotz has made, low risk and potential for reward.
I think that's what he tries. I think absolutely. To trade a, what was it, a fourth or fifth round pick for Beauvillier and a waiver claim? Lottery tickets. Yeah, it's lottery tickets. That's what it is.
Well, Elliot, we appreciate your time as always. We'll catch up with you next week, hopefully when you have a little bit more time to breathe.
Yes, I hope so. Take care.
Yep. Appreciate it. Thank you, Elliot.